This is regional news coverage from the KPIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The 2012 session of the Missouri General Assembly begins today at noon. As Marshall Griffin reports, lawmakers will again have to do more with less.
The governor's budget director is projecting a $500 million shortfall for the spending plan lawmakers will have to pass this year. GOP Senator David Pierce of Johnson County suggests that that number is not set in stone.
There are predictions anywhere from $400 to $900 million is going to be our shortfall for this upcoming year. So how do you fill that? So it's going to be tough.
Meanwhile, the head budget writers for the House and Senate are both pledging to make education funding their top priority this year. And both chambers will likely continue fighting over the role of tax credits in any economic development proposals made this year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri business advocates are listing their top priorities in the legislative session that starts today, and the list includes changes in workers' compensation, employment law, and civil lawsuits. Members of groups like the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Missouri Merchants and Manufacturers Association, and others outlined their priorities at a news conference yesterday. Proposals backed by the business groups include legislation making it harder to sue for job discrimination. They'd also like to see some court decisions on workers' compensation overturned. And the business groups are also supporting proposals to curtail what they call frivolous lawsuits. The advocates say the idea is to boost economic development in Missouri without costing state government any money. A handful of Missouri colleges and universities are playing a key role in an effort to create a measure that compares educational outcomes of students across international boundaries. The idea behind the Global Assessment Initiative is to see if it's possible to create a set of uniform criteria that employers, government, and other institutions across the globe can use as a measure of graduates. Rusty Monholland is the Assistant Commissioner for Academic Affairs with the Missouri Department of Higher Education. He says currently it's hard to know how to compare a U.S. college graduate with graduates in other countries.
This is trying to assess the value of an American baccalaureate degree in terms of knowledge and skills with the Japanese equivalent of that, or the English or the Italian or the Russian equivalent of that.
Monholland says the idea is not a race to see which country produces better graduates, but rather simply a test to see whether it's even possible to create a tool that assesses graduates using objective criteria.
How do they compare? And not which one is better, but do they have similar skills and ability? Is the knowledge similar so that international employment, global companies can have a little better sense when they're trying to hire people.
Five Missouri colleges are participating with five other American and 15 international institutions. Missouri's input is coming from Truman State University, Central Methodist University, Missouri State University, the University of Central Missouri, and Webster University. The U.S. Department of Education is funding the U.S. involvement in the initiative. It's part of a larger project that originated in Europe through the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.